I'm joined now by Coach David Upton. Talk about tonight's matchup, the second one on the season. Always talk about the rivalry between Garden City and Dodge City, and it's the wintertime rivalry here with basketball. Well, the first meeting between the two, Garden City got the best of the Demons, and of course, to beat them 60-37 at the Garden. And that was actually back in December, December 18th, when we met the Demons there for the first time in the new Garden. But now this the second matchup. Coach, before we look at this matchup here tonight, and of course, always key to play your rival in Dodge City, but last Friday, you were able to get the big win over Great Bend on the road, and that was great to see the Gals start off the way they did and really took control of that ball game there at the Fieldhouse at Great Bend. And it was just one of those games that the Gals had that intensity and that focus right off the start and never really let up in that win in which you beat Great Bend 63-49.
Yeah, the girls had a great start out at Great Bend, and we had a pretty good, pretty intense practice the day before. And those always worry me when you have such an intense practice where everything seems to be clicking. You always wonder how you're going to go out and start the game the next day. But the girls has kind of carried that over. We started on a fast pace. Even though we sat back in a zone, we still created a lot of steals out of it. And we were able to get out and make a big run and get up on them 20-4 at the end of that quarter. And then from that point on, anytime Great Bend tried to make a run at us, our girls seemed to answer.
Well, they really did. Answered very, very well. You had three Gals in double-digit scoring here, led by Jamie Burnbeck with 19, and also 16 out of Taryn Temple, 14 out of Jonna McClellan. Not going to make a big point out or belabor the point, but apparently the scores table got a little mixed up with the score there, and we had you for two more points, and there were four other score books besides mine that had that as well, but the official score book says that we only had 63, but nevertheless, still getting the win, and that's extremely important, especially going on the road to make that happen. This is a team that you talked about before that in two other teams that we played on the year that creates a lot of defensive pressure. Matter of fact, three other teams, including Holcomb, but a lot of defensive pressure. But we handled that well the other night.
Yeah, we did a really good job of prepping for Great Bend and knowing what kind of pressure they were going to give us. There was a couple of times during the second quarter where we kind of submitted to their pressure and gave them what they wanted by getting the ball up to the sideline. And, you know, we had to call a timeout and try to get the girls back in line and make sure that we were keeping the ball away from the sideline and making sure we were looking deep. We got Taryn open from the start, and what we wanted to do was try to hit Great Bend in the mouth on their press. And the very first time that they pressed us, we scored a layup because we just sent Taryn deep and knew that she could outrun their girls up front. We did that twice, actually, and got two layups out of it. And then immediately they changed their press. They put a girl in the middle of the floor because they had to put somebody deep to stop Taryn from running deep on them. And so anytime you can cause a team to have to make a change within the first 30 seconds of a ball game is a good sign.
Well, it certainly was, and it was a great sign for Garden City as they got the win 63-49. Just a quick comment. How pleased are you? You have to be extremely pleased. You've talked about it before, about your balance scoring, but also the passing, the distribution of the basketball. You're getting that from your point guard, Jackson Etornero. But how about Taryn Temple? Not only the fact that she scores, but I'll tell you what, she finds your post players at the right time.
Yeah, Taryn's doing a great job of just letting her game come to her. She's not forcing things earlier in the season. I think she kind of was trying to put the team on her back a little bit and carry us. Of course, she started off the season averaging about 20 points a game. But then as we got into the tougher part of our schedule, she was forcing some things. And then I think after a couple of film sessions with her, she started seeing the floor a little better. And now she's looking to dish the ball more. And so her assists are going up. Her rebounds are going up. She's just doing everything that she can to make herself a better overall basketball player, which makes us a better overall team.
It certainly does. The team is really flourishing with that, and glad to see that. Well, tonight you take on the Red Demons again. Again, we mentioned that you'd won the previous ball game back in December, 60-37 at the Garden. It's always tough to play here at the Fieldhouse. And, you know, you look at this team. Your thoughts about this rematch up now here. on the second round. Right now, you're 14-3. You're 5-0 in conference. All you got to do is get three more wins here, and you're going to have the Western Athletic Conference unscathed.
Yeah, and the kids are playing at a high level right now, and the thing that I'm impressed with is how their demeanor is. They're not they know if they win this game that they at least get a share of the title, no matter what happens from this point on. But they're approaching this game like they have any other game. They just really have a workman's-like attitude. They come out to practice every day. They have a good time, and they're having fun, and they're laughing and cutting up with each other. But when it comes time to focus, these girls really buckle down, and they get their mindset straight. And, I think it's going to be a good game tonight. It's always kind of a big thing to play your rival. This one probably scares me more than it does the girls. I think the girls are very confident in what they can do. But I know that this is Dodge City, and it doesn't matter what their record is, doesn't matter what our record is. This is just going to be, a fist fight for a couple of quarters, and then I hope we can just kind of wear them down, and our bigs will take control of the game.
Their depth could be a problem. It certainly was back in December. But let's talk about this real quickly. The gals that really produced the points for them, Lampe, Roenfeldt, along with Sanchez and Sain. Those are the gals that really do the job for them. Talk about that group.
We're going to make sure we keep tabs on Lampe and Sane. They've been scoring the ball pretty well. And both of those kids will probably shoot it from just about anywhere. They've got a few other kids that will key on it as far as Roenfeldt is concerned. She hit 2 out of 3 3-pointers against us last time, and I think she's still shooting the ball pretty well. So, they got 2 or 3 kids that we have to key on. We have to make sure don't get hot at certain times of the game and don't go on streaks, and we just got to play good defense and be solid and fundamental and make sure that we control the pace of this game.